Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on a male named Michael Link, L-I-N-K. Appeared, as you know, Mr. Link was scheduled for an in-person permanent disability exam, but failed to show. Appeared accordingly, his rating will be attempted to be made from the records provided. Per the show, he was seen at WorkNet on 10/13/21, stating he injured his knee at about 4 a.m. that morning. Pretty was moving a steel buckle, pushing it with his left leg when he twisted his left knee immediately. Pretty had not taken any medication for pain as of yet. Pretty x-ray showed no acute abnormality, comma, fracture or dislocation, comma, soft tissue swelling, comma, joint effusion, and the joint spaces were preserved. Pretty had previously undergone right elbow surgery. Pretty exam found he had an antalgic gait favoring his left knee. Pretty was neurologically intact. Period. There was some swelling noted at the medial infrapatellar region, but no erythema, ecchymosis, abrasions, or lacerations. Pretty was mild warmth to palpation and tenderness to palpation at the medial patella and infrapatellar region, comma, medial joint line, comma, and tibial plateau. Pretty there was no pain to palpation at the posterior compartment, comma, lateral joint line, comma, distal hamstrings or quadriceps. Period active range of motion was from 0 degrees to 125 degrees of flexion. Period provocative maneuvers were virtually all negative. Period varus and valgus laxity test elicited no weakness, but varus testing elicited complaint of pain at the medial joint. Period. He was diagnosed with a left knee sprain and strain and referred for physical therapy and was placed on meloxicam. Period. He had a knee MRI on 10/27/21 to be inserted. Period. He followed up on 11/2/21 with Dr. Nepp, NEPP, at WorkNet. Period. He noted the MRI showed left knee subchondral fracture of the medial femoral condyle, which is acute. Purdue was placed out of work, comma, prescribed tramadol, comma, and referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. In that regard, he was seen by Dr. T.J. O.U.M.A.K.E.R.I.S. on 11/16/21. Period. He recommended non-surgical treatment with bracing and physical therapy for range of motion and close chain strengthening. But he was going to follow up in 2 weeks with an x-ray. Period. He did on show on 12/15/21. Period. He had been weight-bearing in a hinged brace and still had pain on the medial aspect of the knee with buckling and giving way. Period exam found excellent range of motion with no effusion. Period there was 1+ patellar glide and a stable ligamentous examination. Period x-rays showed no acute fracture, dislocation, or significant degenerative changes. Period he was placed in a playmaker brace for the left knee and continued physical therapy. Period therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He followed up with the doctor through 6/21/22. Period. At that time, he reported not feeling any better after the injection. Period. He had therapy but still feels somewhat unstable on his knee. Period exam was unchanged with mild medial lateral facet tenderness but good range of motion without effusion. Period. At the previous visit of 5/11/22, exam found diffuse peripatellar and joint line tenderness, but no effusion. Period ligamentous examination was stable. Period. New paragraph. He was evaluated by Dr. Lipschultz on 3/14/22. Period. He had recently undergone a new MRI of his knee. Period. Dr. Lipschultz noted the MRI from 3/3/22 that showed no evidence of contusion or fracture. As per Dr. Tejor Makaris's interpretation. Period. On his physical exam, he had full flexion and extension of the knee with no instability to varus and valgus dressing, but there were negative Lachmanns and anterior drawer maneuvers, but he did have tenderness palpation along the medial joint line. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed the MRI from 3/3/22, interpreted as resolution of bone contusion to the medial femoral condyle. Period. There was evidence of some mild chondral thinning in the medial compartment and patellofemoral joint. Period. There was no evidence of meniscal tearing or ligamentous tearing. Period. As a result of this injury, Dr. Lipschultz diagnosed an acute impaction subchondral fracture or injury to his medial femoral condyle. Period. He did not sustain a meniscal or ligamentous injury. Period. He had been receiving appropriate care. Period. He agreed with the other orthopedist about proceeding with a cortisone injection with a follow-up 7 to 10 days later. Period. He was re-examined by Dr. Lipschultz on 8/25/22. Period. He had just finished therapy about 2 weeks ago and was out of work. Period. Dr. TJ apparently recommended viscosupplementation injections. Period. The patient informed Dr. Lipschultz he was able to walk several blocks and then develops a sensation of instability. Period. He had intermittent swelling of the knee. Period. He complains of pain from the medial aspect of the knee but denies any additional injuries to the knee joint. Period. Exam was remarkable only for tenderness on the medial joint line, but was otherwise normal with no instability. Period. He was then 10 months status post-work related injury to the left knee. Period. The diagnosis by MRI was a contusion to his medial femoral condyle with a sprain of his medial collateral ligament. Period. Both injuries had resolved by MRI. Period. Dr. Lipschultz did not feel viscosupplementation was likely to provide any benefit and deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He did recommend a functional capacity evaluation. Period. New paragraph, please print out the last physical therapy note. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 10/13/21, Michael Link was injured at work. Period. He was seen at WorkNet emergently the same day and underwent numerous x-rays. Period. MRI of the left knee was done on 10/27/21, showing a fracture. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Tejor Makaris, who had him continue with conservative care. Period. He participated in physical therapy. He had a second MRI was done on 3/3/22, also to be inserted. Period. Eventually, he was seen by Dr. Lipschultz through 8/25/22. Period. Exam at that time showed only some tenderness to palpation, but was otherwise unremarkable. Period. He did recommend a functional capacity evaluation, but did not place any ongoing limitations on Mr. Link's activities. Period. At Dr. TJ's last visit on 6/21/22, he listed diagnosis of unilateral primary osteoarthritis and contusion of the left knee. Period. There was left knee patellochondromalacia with osseous contusion. Period. The contusion was healed, but he still had symptoms, likely from the patellochondromalacia. Period. Recommended viscosupplementation and continued therapy. Period. There was no change in his work status at that time, but this note did not indicate what the status was. Period. At the visit before this on 5/11/22, he continued to be cleared for sedentary work, but this evidently was not available. Period. New paragraph, I'll read this case for a contusion of the left knee with cartilage injury that were resolved as noted on a second MRI. Period. I will use the sixth edition to calculate an impairment rating. Period. And